Coach Montgomery after the South Carolina game.
All right, we'll start with the positives. I think our defense, I thought they played their heart out. Every situation, I thought they played their heart out all the way through the game. They had some plays they made on us throughout the game, but this is an SEC opponent. I thought early in the game, the physicality of the game, the first quarter, we adjusted to it. We adjusted to it well. The difference in this game is penalties and turnovers. Anytime you turn the ball over inside the 5-3 and the 1 the way that we did and be in it right there at the end to win it, we call on our defense a million times. Use the clock the proper way. We got down to 4th and 1 with the clock stopped. We'd have got it back there. We felt like we could put together a good 2-minute drill. But hats off to the University of South Carolina and Coach Muschamp. I think they got a good football team. They did a good job on us today. We just got to play better in the red zone, and we got to be able to put it all together at certain times. Right there at the end, I thought our defense played as hard and well. And then we had a couple of passes get through on us. But at the end of the day, they did a great job. Offensively, we just got to play better in the red zone.
Coach, you said all along that the goal is to win conference championships. In this non-conference game, in this environment, do you draw positives from that?
No, we don't look at moral victories and draw positives. We're going back to work. What I saw from this game is too many penalties. What I saw is too many turnovers. And also saw a team that outgained another team and a defense that outplayed the other defense. And we didn't bring it through in the end. So we got work to do. All the things that we did today were easily correctable mistakes. So we look forward to going back to work tomorrow night and getting some of those corrections fixed. But there's some outstanding performances, I'm sure, on the offensive side and as well as on the defensive side. It's just that when you get caught up in, penalties and driving the ball the way we drove it down there, so many different situations and not getting, touchdowns. Very, very critical errors in the game.
So, did you intercept you guys? Was it more great defense or from what you saw at your vantage point?
No, the first one was a run pass option where, we called a run pass option. The first option is the inside zone. If they packed the box and went, zero coverage on us and we couldn't run it, then he had the ability to throw it. He just was late with the ball and didn't throw it very well. We were 5 yards behind the defender. That should have been a walk-in touchdown there. The second one, he went through his progression, second progression, tried to get all the way back to the backside. Down there in the red zone, that's very hard to do. You don't have anywhere to back up to. Defense made a good play on that one, though. They covered as well on that one. He tried to put it low and outside. They made a play on it. So those are the two interceptions that you saw.
Coach, any thoughts late in the game with 2.5 minutes to go to kick it deep instead of the onside kick?
No, not none whatsoever. With the way that, the game was going, we were trying to make sure that we got that, got a chance to get the ball as quickly as we possibly could. We knew that they were playing pretty good coverage in the field and trying to keep everything in front. We struggled sometimes getting the ball down the field. We knew that we would. We felt like we were going to have to put together a drive. It's going to take a little bit more time.
As clean as you guys were the first 2 weeks, how surprising and disappointing was it that this happened today with all the mistakes?
Well, it's always disappointing when you go out and have a day the way that we had today in some of those situations. But, I was very shocked in the penalty discipline because our kids do a good job of working on that. Some of the turnovers, we work hard. Some of those things happen. There's a couple of reasons why you fumble the ball. There's a few reasons why you throw interceptions. But the penalty discipline is what's most disappointing for me. You guys know how hard we work and how much time we put on that. And we're going to go right back to work doing the same things we did. We can't change. We just got to make sure we play better next time we hit the field.
Coach, coming off the field, I heard you over and over again tell the team, hey, keep your head up, guys. It's on to the next one. Was that the message in the locker room, or were there some other things?
Yeah, there's some other things in there. But, just like the last leg of the journey, when we came off the, off the field last week, we said, hey, on to the next one. We got to get prepared for our next opponent. We do. We do have to clean up some things. But the things we're going to have to clean up, the other team doesn't even have to be on the field. Taking care of the football, we don't leave anybody out there to go through that. The penalty discipline, you don't need anybody on the field to stay on sides. Those things we can clean up. At the end of the day, Pirates can't beat Pirates, and that happened out there today.
Coach, with all those trips to the red zone and a couple turnovers there, not able to punch it in, was it something that you believe was a mental errors on your part, or what was South Carolina doing down there?
No, first thing they did, they are very big. The first thing that you'd see, they're very physical down there in that area, in that tight area. The other thing is we had a few mental errors and assignments in the fronts. But also, we felt like we had some good matchups and coverage down there that we just didn't take advantage of. We'll look at it on tape. We felt like we might have missed some guys down there. And also, there was times in the game that some of our alignment wasn't necessarily where it should have been. We couldn't get it changed because it was so far down in there, and yelling and screaming doesn't really work. So we've got to do a good job in making sure that our guys know exactly what to do, and that comes directly back to us.
Zay was one catch short of tying the NCAA record for catches. What does it say on this stage for him to perform like he did?
You know, he's a big-time player. We've said it. You know, guys, when you come on road games, what you want to do is pack the bus with a lot of guys with big-time character, and those are the guys that always play well. He has big-time character. He's a big-time player. And when you put those two things together, it doesn't matter where you go. It's like, you know, I told the guys before the game, you can be in Hawaii. You can be in California. You can be in Atlanta, Georgia. You go to McDonald's and you ask for number one, you're going to get a Big Mac meal. All right, you know, that's what we got to be able to do. We got to be able to roll into any stadium that we're in, and they ask for number one, and that's what they get. Good ECU football, and that's what Zay is. You ask for number one, you getting Zay.
How much did the opening kickoff knock you guys back a little bit to start?
You know, just, you know, those type of things, you have to rally back from those if you're going to be good football teams. All across the country, if you go watch the teams that win a lot of football games, they have kickoffs that go back all the way, or they have kickoffs that come all the way back. It's about the way you snap back. The biggest thing that I was a little bit disappointed on that is that we had opportunities in our lanes, if we stay in our lanes, to make the play. There was nothing fantastic about the return or what they did there. They just stayed. They were sound fundamentally, and we had two guys running in the same lane. Which is, you know, when you get in the heat of the battle, you got to practice and you got to play the way that you practice. And that's all it comes down to in that situation.
Because you don't prepare for McElwain or for the possibility that you might see the one.
Say again?
The quarterbacks for South Carolina, did you prepare for both?
Yeah, we prepare for both of them. It's very hard sometimes to do it, you know, and prepare. They did a good job with their tight end placement and their tailback placement by arcing the tight end at certain times. They were pulling some of our safeties out a little bit wider. So off of the pull, you know, you're used to seeing quarterbacks pulling and come off it a little bit wider. They were pulling it, coming off it a little bit tighter. So when we adjusted to that, you know, in the second, third, fourth quarter, we got that handled. But by him being tight, that made it hard. But we did spend a lot of time preparing for the drop-back passing game, which we didn't see a whole lot of. That's one of the benefits I talked to you guys about earlier. You have to split time and practice, but you know what you're going to get. But I thought all in all, our defense, once we settled in and we got back to the 50% of our game plan that we had worked, you know, for Brandon McElwain, then we settled down and played pretty good football.
What did you see from the guys down 17-0 on that sideline? That was the first real adversity you guys have seen.
You know, I thought our guys were you know, focused and driven. I like being in those situations, you know, because it checks our oil. And that's what we did today. You know, I thought our guys, our defense, you know, once they seen 17 on the board, it was almost like, hey, that's it. You know, you get no more. They were in a bad situation. 10 of those points, right? I mean, it was just, you know, not conducive to good defensive football if you're in those type of situations. But I thought our defense did a great job. You know, I just wanted our offense to keep, just chopping away at the tree, because I knew the tree eventually would fall. And we ran out of time there. But the biggest deal, we ran out of opportunities. You can't have 3-4 opportunities in the red zone or strike zone and leave with 0 points. Even if you get field goals, just leave with 0 points. You don't have a chance to win the football game.
Thanks, Coach.